Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Antoine from Kumbit, also known as Anarchat on Drupal.org. And basically, the way I use Drush right now is through the Eager project, but also just to basically deploy platforms. We also use Drush Make, which is an extension to Drush to build and maintain distributions of Drupal. I'm providing patches to Drush to try to make it more secure so that in shared environment where you allow users access to their modules or themes so that they can't contaminate other sites through their modules and themes so that you avoid bootstrapping their code or things like that. And I basically, all around hacking around Drush and things like that.
So once you get Drush installed, Drush isn't necessarily a Drupal module, it's more of like a set of scripts in the back end. So once you get it installed, what are some of your favorite Drush commands that you use a lot?
So basically DrushDL is the killer. Like when I'm without Eager or without anything, we use DrushDL to just get the latest version of Drupal. Or when you're stuck and you don't want to go to the web interface, like where do I download Drupal again? You just DrushDL Drupal. It's going to get the latest table release. You can also go back in the history to get earlier releases or like the 5.x release or whatever. I also use very frequently the Drush SQLC command, which when you're in the sites directory, allows you to just get MySQL prompt without having to go into settings.php to see what the database credentials are and all this stuff. It just bootstraps Drupal for you at the database layer and then gives you a shell, like a MySQL shell, and then you can basically do whatever you want there. The other command I would say I use a lot is eval, which allows you to run any PHP basically within the context of your Drupal installation. So it's going to bootstrap Drupal and run your PHP code from there. So you can basically run any PHP code from the command line within Drupal without having to go and make PHP block or enable the devel module or all this stuff. I mean, there are like zillions of Drush commands like this. Cache clear is also good. Can enable disable modules. There's a lot of stuff. I can't list them all.
And so, it seems like this is kind of like becoming very quickly the power Drupal site configurer or developer's tool to be able to very quickly just grab stuff and start going, I guess. What are some of the more common site maintenance tasks or Drupal developer tasks you think that other people might be using?
So, I mentioned cache clear, which allows you to just flush the cache. There's also enable, disable. You can enable, disable modules. Basically, like, the single most command I use the most in Drush is Drush help, which basically lists all you can do. And I always forget, like, there's so much stuff now in Drush, and there's extensions you can add onto it, and you can write your own extensions, that it's kind of hard to just grasp it all, like, in itself. So when you run Drush help and you read that, like, calmly, and like, you just figure out how much stuff there is in there, and then you start experimenting with all of those commands. But I don't know. That's pretty much it.
And so what are some of the new things coming down the pipeline in terms of Drush and what it's able to do?
So the big thing coming up for me in Drush is the Drush aliases. The aliases are things that are going to clarify on what a Drush command is going to run. So right now you can run a Drush command on a specific site or on a platform. You can do various things with Drush. Like a platform is a multi-site Drupal, so you can download a new Drupal. This is like at the Drupal layer, but then you can run cache clear. It's at the site layer. And within Eager, there's another context, which is a server layer, which is like, even before you have Drupal installed at all, you have some settings that are server-wide that apply to all your Drupals in your Eager installation. So all this stuff is kind of confusing right now in Drush 2, and that's the idea. The idea is to have aliases so that you say, I have my prod server over there. I have my prod site over there, and I want to sync my MySQL dump from prod to dev. And instead of saying, well, my prod is in Drupal 6.16 here, and it's site slash prod.example.com, you need to give it the whole path. You just say at prod. That's the alias. An alias is just basically a way to store a bunch of configuration settings, but it just makes things much easier for developers, and it's a big shortcut, and it's going to allow Eager also to make things much more orthogonal and like clean on the internal communication of the project and the way it works, I mean, from the back end to the front end. So for me, it's the biggest thing, but I haven't actually followed too much the recent Drush development. I know that one of the big things we've been trying to do with Drush since DrupalCon Paris was to get the Drupal 7 installer to be kind of platform agnostic, so that it doesn't actually require a web browser to run install.php. So I worked on a patch to factor out the actual code that was running there from the HTML rendering and like all the exit functions that were all over the place, so that you couldn't run install.php from the command line because it would call exit or print HTML. So that work was refactored, and Mosh was able to write, I think it was Mosh, that wrote a install core command that allows you to install a Drupal site straight from Drush, but without having to copy all the bootstrap code from Drupal, but just using the Drupal functionality itself, like as an API, as the way it should be, right? Like the Drupal installer API, basically.
So if you wanted to take like a Drupal distribution, like Open Atrium or Managing News, and you wanted to just from the command line install it, is that possible to kind of just install a Drupal site now with all these configurations and distributions?
Yes, that is currently possible. I think it used to be called install core. I think now it's called site install. But that command, basically, you just go into your Drupal directory or Open Atrium directory or Managing News directory or whatever, and you run drush site install with your site name, and it's going to install your site, give you a login link, and boom, you're done. You have a new site, which is basically what Eager has been doing for a while, but with a web interface. And so a lot of that work has been refactored into Drush, and that's what Miguel was talking about earlier, about the idea is we do a lot of things in Eager that we eventually want to get into Drush that everybody should use, but since Drush has this like specific use case, specific community, and we have our specific use cases, we first do it in Eager, and then we try to port it back into Drush so that everybody can use it. In the case of install core for Drupal 7, it was just hooked into the Drupal 7 install API because, well, we didn't need to rewrite everything. But a lot of stuff migrated from Eager down to Drush, which is great. We have a great symbiosis with the Drush team. It's awesome.
And so if I wanted to update a module, could it do that in Drush? And does it also take care of the database updates that come along with that?
Yes. So there's the magic Drush update command. Drush update is kind of, I think it's kind of nasty personally, but a lot of people use it and a lot of people like it because it just does everything magically. I tend to avoid doing magic things. I tend to like to know what's going on. And in fact, I know what's going on in update. Drush update does two Drush command basically. It runs Drush update code and Drush update DB. So update code is going to go through all your modules and fetch the latest version or what Drupal.org thinks is the latest version. Going to install that code, and then it's going to run update DB on that. The problem with that when you have a production server, or like a big production site, is that maybe you don't want to update everything. And even worse than that, when you have a multi-site, if you run update code on a multi-site and all your modules are updated and your sites are running the old database, then things start to break. As soon as you updated your code, things start to break in the database because they're running with the new code but with the old database. So you need the proper way to do that is through staging. This is what Eager does, is that you take a site, you put it offline, you migrate it to the new code, then you run it update DB, and then you put it online. And if something breaks, you can always roll back. If you run the update DBs right there and update code, you're kind of screwed up if things break. But it's really handy if you have like this single site or if you're just testing things and playing with a new module or things like that. It's pretty handy.
So it sounds like you should just use, you know, best development practices of just not, you know, throwing stuff at it then.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can Drush update like security releases of Drupal core? And if not, why not?
I think Drush Update Code can update Drupal already. And I guess it's one of the places where you would want to run that, because usually security updates of Drupal are pretty non-intrusive and they don't mess too much with the database. It's usually not too critical, except the last one, which did insert a new column, the semaphore column, I think, in the database. So it required like database updates. So that's the thing. You're never sure when you do an update if you're going to mess around with your site. But I think that, yeah, right now you can use Drush Update to do security updates. And you should use it. If you're not doing your security update because it's too complicated, you need to download the tarball and extract the tarball and all that, use Drush. Just do your security updates because you have to do security updates. Otherwise, you are going to get owned or going to get defaced, or you're going to have trouble with your Drupal site.
And finally, how did you come about working with Drush and Eiger? What was it that, you know, what itch were you trying to scratch?
Well, Kumit is a consulting company, but we also do hosting for our clients. And basically, we have a shared hosting right now where we have like hundreds of Drupal websites and hundreds of separate like Drupal core installs, right? So it's really completely insane to manage, and it's really hard to tune and to make that perform right because you can't cache the code in APC. So we were looking at having a farm, right? What we were calling a farm of Drupal, so that we could grow little Drupals all over the place. And we started writing our own little scripts, and it was kind of working, but it wasn't quite there, and it was a lot of work. And then we met up with what was the Bright people at the time. Bright.com were doing exactly that with a project that was called Hostmaster, which was this Python daemon that was connecting with a Drupal front end. That was pretty hard to install and quite hard to figure out. I never quite figured it out, but it was apparently working, and Bright was hosting like thousands of websites on that thing. So it looked very promising, and so we started looking into that and get in contact with Adrian. And then Adrian started rewriting it in pure PHP so that people could get involved in it better, because the Python daemon was a bit like obscure and hard to install and all this stuff. So I got involved with the Eiger project back then when it was rewritten in PHP so that Kumit could start using it internally. And we've been using it for at least 1 or 2 years now to host. Basically, every website we develop right now is hosted on Eiger, simply because we don't have to take care of security updates. All this stuff is done automatically. Every week there is one guy that sits there for 2 hours and upgrades everything and tests the site. And if it's okay, it's fine. If it breaks, then he calls up like a cell phone or something and we fix the site. So that's how I got involved. And basically in the beginning, I sent a lot of patches in to just get the thing working because it wasn't working for us. And more patches I sent in, the more I got attention, and then Adrian gave me commit access, and I'm basically one of the core maintainers of the project now. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thank you.